Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
John Walker, Dynamo president, joins us now to talk a little bit about everything Dynamo at this moment.
Well, thanks, Glenn. It certainly is an interesting time for all of us. And, you know, we appreciate everybody being flexible as more information is released. You know, we're on calls. I'm on call several times a day with Major League Soccer and our technical staff and our business staff just to make sure we're all communicating with what the latest information is, not only from a certainly first and foremost a safety and a health and well-being of everybody, but on the league and, you know, conversations that the league is having about training protocols, you know, PR strategies, and certainly, you know, discussion about, you know, when the season would start back up. And you know, it's still everybody, I think, as recently as today, it's still everybody's hope and anticipation that we can get in a full season in 2020. But, you know, as you know, things have been changing on a daily basis and may continue to do so. So, you know, we're trying to be flexible. We're trying to be nimble and at the same time be productive. We've been in communication with our fans, have several kind of neat things kind of teed up for the next couple of weeks while we know we won't be playing to keep our players engaged and you know, doing some fun things on social and just trying to stay connected with the community, you know, as best we can.
John, what's happening with training, and is there any expectation of when the players will come back? Are they on a training program at home? How does that work?
So they're all on a training plan at home. Actually, Darwin Quintero posted some footage today that we picked up and sent out via, you know, our Twitter account of him doing his workout in his backyard. And, you know, all the guys are in constant communication with our training staff on what it is that they should be doing to stay as sharp as they can. And, you know, our hope is that they'll be able to get back to training, you know, very soon. But again, we're taking our cues from MLS, which is certainly, you know, driving the conversation for the old league, and from local officials as well, you know, when it comes to keeping people safe and secure and not to, put anybody in position where they're, you know, they're exposed or spreading the virus.
Big thank you there to John Walker, the president of the Houston Dynamo.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.